Today's daf from Masechet Yevamot, brought to you mivin Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Nun Beit. We're a little bit behind, and we're on daf, perhaps a lot behind. We're on daf Nun Aleph Amud Beit today, and we had gotten up to, unfortunately, only one third of the way down. Omar Mar. Asam Mamar Bezo, Mamar Bezo. So what we were talking about in Rabbi Gamliel's case, who says, Ein ma'amar achar ma'amar, is that if you went ahead as a single yavam and you gave ma'amar to two yavamot, according to Rabbi Gamliel, there's no problem of the second ma'amar, and what you do is you give a get only to the first balat ma'amar, and then you give her chalitza, because after all, you don't want to give the second one chalitza, because even though it would work, it would answer you and her krovot. If you give the first one chalitza, so then you will remain only osur b'krovoteha, which anyway you're osur because of the ma'amar, and you'll be mutar in the krovot of the shniya. I don't understand that. According to Rabbi Gamliel, ein ma'amar achar ma'amar. So I don't get it. The normal way of doing yibum is you would make ma'amar first, and then you would go ahead and do yibum. Since according to him, the second ma'amar is meaningless, and you did ma'amar on the first, so just do yibum. I mean, that's why you did the ma'amar. I understand what he's talking about. So the Rishonah nami titiabim. Ah, the problem is that even though Rabbi Gamliel holds in ma'amar achar ma'amar, people don't know in ma'amar achar ma'amar, and they will see. Oh, okay. Look, I remember a case. Guy did two ma'amars. He went ahead and he was me'ab on the first one. I did two ma'amars. I decided I like a second one. But obviously you can't take the second one because the ma'amar, and only the first ma'amar, made the first yivama yours, and then you were also to take the other one because of bayatechad u'banavein u'banashin e'batim. And therefore, gzeira dilma'ati li'ibum e'jlishniya, even according to Rabbi Gamliel. Omar Rabbi Yochanan. This halacha we're about to see of Rabbi Yochanan is a fascinating approach that the Gemara utilizes in a number of places in which we make a common denominator between shitot that do not seem to have a common denominator, but all tend in a particular direction. We've seen this several times in our learning, in which the Gemara will say X holds like Y, holds like Z, even though they don't hold of each other at all, but they all are based on a deviation from the standard A. So let's say we had a bunch of shitas that hold Sukkah diras kvabina. Nobody held really Sukkah diras kvabina, but there were situations in which various Tanoim would agree that this is also a kosher Sukkah, this is also a kosher, even though it's for different reasons, but it all tended in the direction of accepting more and more kviyut. More and more kviyut in the Sukkah. Same thing is true over here. We're trying to bring a common denominator between shitot, who holds that ma'amar is kene kinyan gomer. The only one who holds ma'amar is kene kinyan gomer, obviously, is really Beit Shammai. We saw that. But all these shitot tend in one direction. So from Gamliel holds ein ma'amar achar ma'amar, for instance, right? So what does he say? That ma'amar is kene a kinyan gomer, that is to say, in terms of ma'amar. Ma'amar does whatever it can do. The second one doesn't do anything more. There's nothing left to do. That's not the same thing as Beit Shammai by any means. But it tends in that direction. Therefore, time is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Gamliel, which we just had, and Beit Shammai, which we already know, Rabbi Shimon, which we'll see, Ben Azai, we'll see, Rabbi Nehemiah, we had in our Mishnah. Bottom line is, they all hold the same general idea. Namely, kula svirlo, that ma'amar is kena kinyan gomor in one level or another. Rabbi Gamliel, we just said, because he holds ein ma'amar achar ma'amar, because that means ma'amar did whatever it could, it can't do it twice. Beit Shammai, of course, literally holds that there's a din of kena kinyan gomor, because he talks about the case of shlosha achim, where two brothers were married to two sisters, one of whom is not married at all. One of the two sisters dies. Two husbands married, the sisters died. And the third brother goes ahead and does ma'amar, and now the second one falls, and now there ought to be a problem of achot zekukato, and he should have to now get basically get rid of both of them. But the halach, according to Beit Shammai, is What's the problem? Ishtarimo. Why? He already did Maimer. Maimer's already married to her. The other one doesn't even need Chalitza. So obviously he holds Mamar as a serious Kenyan. And it patters from Yibam already needs the system. Rabbi Shimon holds something like that. Because as the case of Rabbi Shimon, there's an interesting halacha about what the din is of a katan who is over 9 years old and therefore is capable of intercourse la halacha, and he has a brother who is also a katan. And what happens over here is both katanim decide to have some good time, and they take the same yavama. And now the rabbanan said, look, the bia of a katan is given a drabbanan reality, the equivalent of ma'amar. And therefore, since if another yavam will make ma'amar, it will passel it for the first yavam. So here too, neither of them are allowed to ultimately take her for yibam. Rabbi Shimon says, what's the problem? Im biyat rishon biya, then the biyat shniyeh sheniyena biya. You can't have it both ways. So if you're viewing the first one's biya as a significant act legally, then how can you have the biya of the second one? And if the biyat rishon is not meaningful in any way, so then the second one's also not meaningful anyway. Now, that kind of boils down to saying, in ma'amar achar ma'amar. Why? Because the whole legality that the Rabbanan granted to the Bia Ben Tesha is they gave a Bia Ben Tesha, the din of ma'amar. So, k'ma'amar shavu Rabbanan. And Rabbi Shimon is saying, in ma'amar achar ma'amar, essentially. When he says, in a Bia, he's saying, you've already done whatever you could do. So that means that by extension, that's exactly what he would have said by ma'amar. Because otherwise, what kind of argument is that to the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan said, we made it like ma'amar. If he held that ma'amar only meant, you know, it does something, so then that wouldn't have been a problem. So clearly he agrees that ein ma'amar achar ma'amar. Ben Azai also tends in the same direction. Because Ben Azai omer, yesh ma'amar achar ma'amar, b'shnei yevamim v'yamam achat. There is ma'amar achar ma'amar, but that's only where you have two separate potential yevamim, and there's one yevama. Each one of them was given the right to do ma'amar. But there is no ma'amar achad, we have shtei yevamot and yevam echad. Now obviously Rabbi Gamliel held it's exactly the same case. Rabbi Gamliel held, I don't care how you look at it. You can't possibly add a mimer that's kenyan gomer to another mimer that's kenyan gomer. Kenyan gomer meaning whatever it could be kenyan. Ben Azai doesn't hold to that because he's just saying that there is such a thing as ma'amar achar ma'amar b'shtei yevamim. So in that he holds a rabbanan or a chelek a Rabbi Gamliel that each one was given the kayak of a kenyan. Okay, but in terms of the yevam echad and shtei yevamim, he obviously does hold that. So, and to some extent, again, we're going in the general direction of ma'amar kone kenyan gomer, at least in that case. And Rabbi Nechemya also holds that. Where do we see that? Well, that's Rabbi Nechemya in our Mishnah. That's not. Rabbi Nechemya omer, achat bi'ila, achat chalitza, ben betchila, ben be'emta, ben besof, eina achra klum. Now, bi'a psula, okay? What's the bi'a psula? The Rabbanan said that it's the equivalent of ma'amar. And that what's in what sense? You can't give a get to a bia psula that you weren't allowed to be mach. This is the yavama. You need also chalitza, correct? Okay, and he is saying that eina achare achum. So that means obviously according to him, bia psula is the equivalent of ma'amar and ein ma'amar achar ma'amar. Now obviously that doesn't agree with Rabbi Gamliel because Rabbi Gamliel said beferish that bia psula is worse than ma'amar, at least in those terms, and that it actually is not going to do the same thing because after bia psula, you still will have, because of the drabbanan, the gezeira that we spoke about. So he holds we have to mark one bia psula, that it is possible to do achar bia psula klum. But nonetheless, again, it's tending in the same direction. So even though they're not agreeing with each other, but there's this overall general approach to viewing ma'amar more seriously. Now, then you will recall we took for granted in the structure of the Mishnah that when the Mishnah says, ketzad asa ma'amar, so that to make certain that you wouldn't make the mistake of thinking ketzad had something to do with the introduction of Rabbi Gamliel Omer, ein ma'amar achar ma'amar, ein get achar get. So we spoke out what the Gemara is now going to address. But if you just read the Mishnah, it's very confusing. You have a machlokes Rabbi Eliyahu and Chachamim, and then you say Ketzad, and the Ketzad has nothing to do with the introduction. Ketzad, Asam, Amar, what? Haget, Acher Gedo? What? This is supposed to be the example of Get Acher Gedo. You start talking about Maimer? Omer Rabbi Yehuda? No, 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 no. There's two separate Mishnayas here, essentially. I'll be coming. Get Acher Get, Maimer Acher Maimer. That's, you know, like the Bright explains in great detail. The Mishnah doesn't go into that detail. That's over, that part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel HaKomi. Now, we now ask Ketzad, meaning, Yovam Echad V'Yavam Achat. What is the approach of the Hatara of four different elements, and how do they interrelate? Asam, Amar, Bivim, Tova, Natan, Laget, and so on and so forth. That's what we're talking about. Shrikamena Chalitza, and then we have all the other cases. Then you say, if you did Mamar, and then you were Boel, Harezek Mitzvah Tana, wow. That seems to be saying that the Takona of Mamar was not, if you do Mamar, it asters the Krovot, and it asters around the other brothers, and it requires a get, and so on and so forth. But rather, you should do Mamar before you go ahead and grossly sleep with your Yavama without any introduction. And that would be a riot to Rav Huna. The Omer Rav Huna, the mitzvah of how to take Yavama, is that you're Bekadesh V'achar Kach Bo'el. That's what it seems to be saying. HaRezu K'mitzvata, meaning there's no other way to do the mitzvah. No, that's not necessarily what it means. Maybe it means Af Zeh K'mitzvata. This is also fine. You did Mamar, and then you did Yibum. I understand. What do you mean Af Zeh K'mitzvata? Pshita. We're going to think it's worse? Yes, we think it's worse. Why? Because Salka Daita Chamina, being as we know that there's definitely a Shita, given the Mamar, how it said, Mamar Yevimto, Abi Yevimto, Parchaim en Azikat Yavmin. She now is no longer Yavama. The Mamar review. And now you have Zikat Erusin, Vinisuin. And the only way to do the Yibum would be to go to the Chuppah and so on and so forth. So maybe in a Chinami, in taking the Yavama this way without going to the Chuppah, that's not a mitzvah. Kamashma, no, it is. And we have simply the perhaps only bit of Rav Huna, the mitzvah of Yavama, but Avzuka mitzvata. Gufa. Omer Rav Huna mitzvat yamin, first to be Mekadesh, v'achar kach Boel. But certainly, if you were Boel and then did Mamar, it would be a good kinyan. What? And I said, what are you talking about? If you did Be'ilah and then you did Mamar, it's a good kinyan. Obviously, it's a good kinyan. The Mamar is a joke. I mean, pshita, kanya bevia. She was already kish to chalachol davar. What are you even mentioning such a ridiculous case for? No, I mean, im ba'al, without Mamar, would still be a good kinyan. Still be a good kinyan. Vatanya loke. It says that you get malchus. If it says that you get malchus, then the implications are that actually, if you were a bowl without Mamar, you were not Mekayim the mitzvah, and you would be over on the Yisra Veshadach. What else are you getting malchus for? No, it doesn't mean that. Nobody holds that you're going to be over on Isser. What it means is that it's not right, and therefore the Rabbanan will beat you up. It's referring to Makat Mardut Rabbanan. It has nothing to do with the case specifically of Yavama. In general, Rav used to beat up people who were Makadish Bevia. He said, what kind of business is this? It's all very nice. What do you mean? I did the mitzvah. The Torah said you sleep with someone. Yeah, right. Okay, fine. You know, next time, do it right. So first you give Kedusha, the whole business, a nice ring, you know. Then we do it right. And he also used to beat up people that would rent planes to write, I love you, will you marry me, in skywriting, or jump off of bridges with a parachute that says the same, or whatever. He viewed that as being a pritzut and a ziluta. It's cheapening the whole process. If somebody was Bekadish Bishukah, you would also beat him up. Umanda Bekadish below Shiduchet, somebody where Stam would walk over to a woman, will you marry me? Without any discussions before, without going out, without knowing each other. Man de Mavato Gita, somebody who gives a shliach, a get to deliver, and then he's Mavato to get in front of others, but he doesn't let the shliach know in time because the shliach doesn't have a cell phone. And meanwhile, the woman will take a get that is not a get and may end up going ahead and getting married with it. Umado moser modo agite would also beat up. Of course, beating up means in Bezdin, as if it were Malchus. It's called Malchus Mardus. He would also beat up someone who would give a moda on a get. A moda is a prior notification that what I am about to do is not meant by me to be chal. So in cases where Bezdin was forcing him to give a get, and he didn't want to give the get, he would take witnesses and say, I just want you to know this is not a get. They're forcing me to give a get to no good nicks. Don't take it seriously. So somebody would do that. He would also give a Malchus Mardus. Manda Poker, Shlichat Rabbanan, someone who had chutzpah to a shliach of Beit Din. Others learn a shliach d'rabbanan, any shliach d'rabbanan, who was called to court or who was called in front of the rov, and he would speak with chutzpah to the shliach. He would put him also under the rack to give him malchus. Uman d'shoy shanta d'rabbanan le'tlat inyume v'lati le'vedina, or somebody who let 30 days pass after Bezdin had put nidui on him because he didn't show up to court, and this guy still doesn't come to court. He says, all right, fine, you know, so they won't give me an aliyah. So they won't talk to me. Who cares? You know, so then we take him to court, we beat him up, and he doesn't get this guy, didn't bother coming in the Beit Din of Tavala Shanta. And he would also beat up a son-in-law who would live in his father-in-law's home. Would live the daughter in the chalif law. How about a guy who passes in front of the door? Wasn't there a case where the chalif above it bechamui v'nagdi Rav Shesha? There was a guy who was passing in front of his mother-in-law's house, and Rav Shesha's had him beat up. Yeah, because there were rumors about their relationship. So who midem avidayim bechamate? But generally, there is always a chashash of a mother-in-law seducing her son-in-law, and because of that, it's not a good idea, so he would go out and try to avoid it by beating people up. Now, Ardoi says, no, come on. I mean, he held it was bad, but he wouldn't beat him up. Bekula lo mangid rav, the only one that he would actually take to Bezdin was somebody who was mekadesh bebia, and also without even knowing the girl. You know, oh, gosh, you look pretty. How would you like to have kedushin bebia? Ve'ikere amrin, others say, afilo b'shiduch inami. That actually Rav would also be Marcus, someone who was Mekadosh Bebiya, even without Shiduchi, and that's just because of Pritzuta. It's not the nicest way to be Mekadosh Amon.
Did Yaakov do without Shiduchi?
That was just a kiss.
I know. I'm not saying that it's the last kiss, but it's the first kiss according to the Shiduchi.
It's just a kiss. A kiss is just a kiss. A smile is just a smile. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. Tan Rabba. Ketzad Ma'amar. How exactly does one do, Ma'amar? You go ahead, you give her kesef, or shove a kesef, and you say, Aret Nukadeshetli, but Ma'amar Yibmin, as we'll see. And also, Bishtar, Ketzad Bishtar. What are you talking about, Ketzad Bishtar? I mean, what are we starting learning Kedushin over here? You know Ketzad Bishtar, it says in Kedushin. Katav Lal Niyar, Lal Acheres, Avad Bishav Vashav Pruta, Avad Mekudeshetli, etc., etc., etc. I understand, what are we, 2-year-olds? Amar Rabbi, no. I wasn't asking how is a shtar to do mimer. He was asking, what does a ktuva, shtar of a ktuva, look like to someone who has taken his yavama? Because after all, the normal shtar of a ktuva says, you know, and even a shirt off my back is mishuba, so on and so forth. But what is it? That's not true, because we saw before, ubilvad shtei ktuvata al mifse bala harishon. So how do you write a ktuva like that? That's what we're asking. So Koteva, Ana Ploni Bar Ploni, Kabilat Yat Ploni Yevim Tialai, Vazun or Farnasakara Ui. I was Makabo her to treat her like a wife with one condition. Only with the understanding that I'm not giving a lien on my property to her, because she already has the ktuva for my brother. The Ilet Lamirishon. What happens if Lamaisa there was no property? So then the Rabbanan were metaken bisheni, because otherwise it will be kala be'inav lo hotziyah, and any relationship where it's easy to give a get is considered to be znut ipso facto min Rabbanan. And therefore, of course, all of the Arab marriages are pure znut min Rabbanan, since all they have to do is send an SMS and say, you are no longer my wife. Beep! You know. So in that case, it's kalaba in avlotia, and it's not really a marriage. There have to be consequences to make a relationship real. Free love is not real. This is, of course, all part of the story of the things that Rav would be mangirah. Boy minei abaya mirav. Natan la get v'amar hareyat megureshet hemeni. But, yet, muteret l'chol adam. Suppose he gives a woman a get, the yavama, and he says, you are megureshet from me, but you're not muter to everybody. So what's the deal? If you would give that kind of get to your wife, we would laugh at it. Because kol get, that doesn't say, hareyat muteret l'chol adam, is not a get. My question is like this. Look, the bottom line is that when you give a get to a yavama, what is that get? That get is not real, because you cannot remove the zika of the yavama with this get. And if you gave a get like that, would she be muter to chol adam? No. If you gave a real get, is she muter to chol adam? You write her, are muter to chol adam, will say bull. The Torah says, lo te'eshet amesh achutza, and you're saying, are muter to chol adam. It's an issue of. So where's the muter to chol adam? Fine. So what is this get that the Rabbanan said would be a get for Yavama? I mean, on the one hand, you could say, look, the whole deal is the Rabbanan, right? Because people will confuse it with get isha. Okay. But then it would have to be dafka, the kind of get that would be a usable get for get isha. So get the mahani be'eshet ish is mahani be'yavama in terms of asering her, making the subsequent be'yavsula, asering her on the brothers, etc., etc. But a get that wouldn't have been matir and eshet ish is not a get to be ma'ani b'yavimta either. Or do we say, look, I mean, the whole idea here anyway is a joke. She isn't muteret l'chol adam. So you're writing her a get. So whatever, if you write her a nusach of a get that people will say, I think he gave a get. It said, reyat mugureshet emeni. What is it? People know the difference. The whole idea over here is that it was ati lachlufi. That was the problem. So good. So that dilma ati lachlufi begita. So Rava said, well, it's definitely a get vis-a-vis a yavama. Rava rather says, chayshina, dilma ati lachlufi begita. We have to worry that, in fact, it's a proper get. There's a question. It's Mashman Rashi. That Rashi didn't have this gear set, but the Rosh Paskins it. Matki for Rabba Bar Chana. What is this? It's ridiculous. I understand. So if you give her a blank piece of paper, yeah? Here you say, here's your get. You give her a blank piece of paper, she opens it up, doesn't say anything. So you're going to say, but people will say he gave her a get. I mean, the point over here is that the Rabbanan said if you give her a get, you possible her. Not stam any time that somebody may make a mistake. There's a new gzeira that they're going to think that a yavama it goes out with a get. So who's going to think such a thing? That's just a blank piece of paper. Basically, what you gave this woman is a blank piece of paper. I don't care. It's a very confusing blank piece of paper, but it doesn't do anything. So if you're able on the Yorubal to give her a blank piece of paper, you're going to tell me that you passed her for Yibam? Oh, my leg, excuse me. It's not the same at all. A blank piece of paper would not smell like a get. When I use the word smell like a get, that's because that's the word that the Gemara uses. We have a concept called Reach HaGet. Reach haget pasos for kuhuna. We learn that out of a pasuk. Because it says over there, v'isha, grusha me'isha. As we'll see. So a woman who is divorced from her husband, what do you mean divorced from her husband? A grusha is divorced from her husband, definition. Okay, so as we're going to see, the Torah's being merames, that even if you just gave a get to her from yourself, and you weren't mater her l'chol adam, nonetheless, it pasos her for a kohen. So you're calling that a blank piece of paper? It smells like a get. Blank piece of paper doesn't smell like a get. So that's why I'm saying that it would be included in the gezerah of giving a get to a yavama. Because the Torah said so. It's written in the holy book. Amalei hatam lo pasa bekuhuna. Hako pasa bekuhuna. Where is it pasa? The Tanya. V'isha grusha me'isha lo yikacho. Even in a case where she was only nitgarsha me'isha, lo yikachu, and this is what is known as the smell of a get. And reach haget, which pasos b'kohuna. There's a wonderful, wonderful story about this. This levush has amazing insight into the into the Reach I get. Because, I mean, what does it mean? There's no such case as Usha, Isha, Grusha, Me Isha. That isn't Mater Loilam. This was a famous, disastrous scandal that took place in Vienna. And it's known forever as the Viennese get. So that what happened over there was that, no, it became an international issue, and they brought it up even at the Vada Bar at Sotanan. All the Gdele Ador were involved in this question. And that was that someone was, it was a young chosen, and he was married, just married, he got very sick, and they thought he was going to die. So to prevent his wife from needing chalitza, they told him to give her a get. And that if she will go, you'll end up surviving, so then there won't be any problem. We'll be able to take her back. As it turned out, he did survive, and she refused to go back. So actually, you're supposed to make a whole shvua and a whole cheirem that if she doesn't go back, they didn't. Okay. So there were shitas among the gedolim at the time. It was the sma who had made the get. It was the gedolei ador who made the get. So the beautiful taina is that there's only one case that the Torah allows a get, that the get wasn't meant to be matar for anybody else. It's an ingenious insight, which nobody accepted la locha. But the taina was, where would be there be isha, grusha, me isha? Only me isha. There's no such things. What is the Torah saying? Grusha, me isha, feel only the garden. There is no such gerusha. Must be that there's a case of such a gerusha. Where would that be? So therefore, the svara was like this. Normally, a get, it says, imo matzachem beinav. So then he gives her a get, right? He's begarish her mibet, aval ha vaital yishacher. So normally, machlor kesham eveyel, matzacher et naim, and whatever it is, but yotzah, maybe it's because matzah be'eravat davar, that's a separate machlor. But never do we find that a get should be given out of love. You're trying to protect her. In case you die, you're trying to protect her from chalitza. But obviously you don't want to let her go if you're giving her a get to protect her. So that must be the pshat. Isha, grusha, me isha. He only wanted to get rid of her so that she wouldn't fall to chalitza, but she's not muter to kol adam. That's the reach get. So b'meila, if this woman doesn't want to go back to him, but she shouldn't think she can get married to anybody else. I didn't mean to get into it. I just couldn't resist because such a beautiful city. Omer Amibar Koma. Hare Omru, I have another question. That's Nogea, the get of a Yavama. Interesting question. They said that if somebody goes to a sofer, right, and he says, write a get to my Arusa, because as soon as I take her to Chuppah, I want to get rid of her. I want to have it ready. So write the get out now. And then when I go to the chuppah, I'll give her the get. That's a gift in the cheder yichud. I want to really make sure I have the refuah b'lefei amaka. So the deal is that is a kosher get because it's biyado legarsha. He has a right to be megarsha now if he wants. So if that's the case, a get that you could give now, you could give later. The only issue over here is that it appears to be a get yashan, because he was nityachadima when he went to the chuppah. Okay, but Rashi says, but a get yashan anyway, you can, b'diavad is a kosher get. He's not supposed to use it, but it would be a get that he used. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos is talking about over here that the get was dated to the day of the Nesina after the chuppah, because otherwise there would be another problem, and that is that it would be a Gezerah shelo yomru gita kodem livna. If she gets pregnant, and you see that she was divorced before she got pregnant, that doesn't look very nice for her child. So because of that, they made a Gezerah that anyway, because the get can't be predated in that fashion. Okay, but in any event, but the case is, if you go over to a sofer and you say, listen, I intend to marry Judy Smith, you know, so can you write me out a get for Judy Smith so when I marry her, I will be well-armed? So in such a case, Leisha Biyama ain't no get, because he obviously has no connection to be Megarisha now. He's not married to her. My question is, boy, Rami Bar Choma, how about if you give a get like that to a Yavama? That's my question. So if you give a get, you have the guy write out the get before you took your Yavama, and then you take the Yavama, and now you give her that get. What would be the din? Do we say that she has a din of an arusa because of Zika? So he's agida but ki arusa todaka. Or do we say, but listen, Kivan, de lo avad, but ma'amar, I mean, it's not shayach to give her a get. He never made ma'amar. So then it's not a useful get now. It's like going over to a stranger, about a stranger, Judy Smith, and going and giving her a get. What would be the did? So give it to Lava Mama, lo, teku. Matosis points out that it's ridiculous. This is a question. It's absurd. What is the question? If you were Megarish or after you were Miyabimer? I mean, there you need a kosher get, 100%. The status even after Ma'amar of a get for Ma'amar wouldn't have been a kosher get for after your Miyabimer. So what's an afkamina? Yes, Mama, I'll give you a low off, but the whole thing is a joke. The din of the get for Zikas Yatmin is entirely a drabbanan creation. It's a fabrication. What possible avamina is there that I should view a Yavama where the Rabbanan said if you give her a get, you answer her that that's considered to be the equivalent of the ability to give a get to your Arusa, which is a get to your Raisa, and therefore will help after the Nisun. It's a joke. The Gemara couldn't mean such a thing. It's idiotic. Therefore, Tainas the Reed, the only question is whether it's considered to be a Reach HaGet, the Pasla Benakaruna. That's all. It's not a Havamina that it's a kosher get. It's almost a blank piece of paper. Okay. There's another approach which is not as they would say in Yiddish, Oizgalt Na'alacha, which is the Rivam's approach. It does this also brings that the question over here was, if you wrote this get before Ma'amar, and then you made Ma'amar, could you remove Ma'amar with this get? Because the Ma'amar would be predicated on the Zika, which the Rabbanan gave you an ability to destroy with the get. So maybe that get would help for Ma'amar, which is based on Zika, which we're going to see in the continuation of the Daf, the relationship between the Ma'amar and the Zika. Okay, it's a very brilliant approach, yeah? Take, in any event, we don't have an answer for that. Now, boy, Reb Hananya. How about if you write a get for Zika, but not for Mama? You write a get for Mama, but not for Zika. So you go ahead, you write this, you made Mama. Will you passel your Yevama by giving that kind of get, which was written as a partial get? Is there such a concept of a Mama that exists without Zika, or is Ma'amar built on top of Zika? So do we say that Ma'amar is a second layer of connection above and beyond the Zika? So it's Eloi Zika Karami. In which case, you have now added additional kinyonim to her, and there's no such thing as a get that's going to remove Ma'amar but not remove the Zika. I mean, it's a joke. That would be like giving a get to a half of a woman. I am a garish half of you. What's that supposed to mean? There's no such thing. So I would like a megarish chatzi isha. I'm a megarish chatzi isha. Lo asava lo klum. Or do we say, look, ma'amar is one type of kinyan. Zika is another issue. If you're giving the get for ma'amar, that's not the get for Zika which passels you. Remember when the Rabbanim made a takana that if you give get achar ma'amar, and that means you won't be able to be kones or ziyavama. That's because the get was working against the Zika that was making you the Avoma, and it becomes Kimon Shelo Bana Shuv Lo Yivne. But if you say that you don't want to give a get for the Zika, you want the Zika to be there. So is that also going to be a get that will affect your reliability, your ability to go ahead and be Miyabe? Or do we say Hailuchudekoi? Is Ma'amar and Zika two completely different states? Says the Gemara, well, we've basically addressed that before. We can learn it out from what Rava said a long time ago. Tifshalom mina Rava, the Amar Rava. About 3 weeks ago we learned this. Natan get le ma'amaro, hutrat sarata. That in a case where somebody goes ahead and he writes a get for Ma'amar and not Zika. So over there we had the case of three brothers, two of whom were married to women who are unrelated with each other. One of them dies. The other one makes Ma'amar, and now he dies. So remember that we had a new concept over there of a Durabonan that is called Mi sheyesh alav zikat bayit echad, v'lo mi sheyesh alav zikat shnei batim. Since the woman, in that case, the brother who had done ma'amar died. So now we have a weird situation, because the first woman is now married to both brothers, in a sense. He didn't remove the Zika from brother one, because he only did ma'amar. But he's created a situation in which he's married also to her, and now he dies. So now the other brother, the third brother, has got a woman that's fallen to him from two brothers. So if that second brother had an additional wife, she too would be usher because she was a tsar. On the other hand, if he had gotten rid before he died of the one that he had made ma'amar to by giving her a get, so then the tsara would be muteret, according to Rav. And in truth, is she herself would be muteret, except that people would get confused with the Baalat HaGet. And they would think that if she's muteret, so a woman that you give a get to as a Yavam is also muteret, which of course is exactly what the Rabbanan said she isn't. Rava said over there, if he died after giving a get, now all that's left is the Zika from the first Bayit, and now there's not a problem. And he can go ahead, and he takes this Yavama from the first Bayit. So not on get ma'amara, hutrat sarata. So obviously, according to Rava, it is possible to give a get to Ma'amar and not to the Zika, and it didn't hurt the Zika. Okay, fine. Well, Rava Pshitale, thank you. You bring me a raya what Rava holds. I'm very grateful. I'm Rabbi Hananya. That's my name. Hello. Don't tell me what Rava holds. Give me a raya that I can sink my teeth into. Sort of Hananya Miboile, my. And we didn't have an answer. Take him. The fact that Rava's judgment on this matter is that it makes sense that you can give a mimer separately doesn't impress me. Chalatvia samama. Then we have the case. You did chalitza. Then you try to do ma'amar. Ein achar chalitza klum. Omer v'yud amarav. Wait a minute over here. Ein achar chalitza klum. Why not? Because once you give chalitza, you're usher to take any of these yavamim. Why? Because kivan shelo bana, shuv lo yivne. Last I heard, that's only a lav. And if it's only a lav, then kedushin should be chal, unless it's going on libra Rabbi Akiva, who holds ain kedushin chal and achavi lav. Ah, therefore we must conclude, said Rav, that the Mishnah only works according to Rabbi Akiva. So zudivri Rabbi Akiva, v'yomer ain kedushin tov sebechavi lavim. But according to the Chachamim, who hold Yesh Kedushin in Chayvei Lavim, so you could not make that statement, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. If somebody gives Chalitza, and then someone goes ahead and is Makadesh, the Yavama, the brother is Makadesh, it's an Isser Lav, but the Kedushin is Chal, and you would need a get. So I can say, Ein Achar Chalitza Klum. Ask the Gemara, how can you say it's going on Libra Rabbi Akiva? Remember, Rabbi Akiva holds an amazing din. Our Mishnah says, Katani Reisha, the case is if you give a get, and then you give ma'amar, you need both a get for the ma'amar and chalitza for the zika. That's what we said. But that's not true a little bit of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds, Kiva de Yoivla, get. If you give a get, ma'amar doesn't work. Because Katani Rabbi Akiva, Omer, how do we know that Midoraita, somebody gives a get to his Yavama, that osers her on him forever? And once it osers on him forever with a lav, according to Rabbi Akiva, you obviously cannot give Ma'amar afterwards, because Ein Kedushin Tov Zomal Chayvei Lavim. Shinema Lo Yuchal Ba'ala HaRishon Asher Shulcha. What do you mean Asher Shulcha? That's what we're talking about. It says if a husband gives a get, she goes to marry somebody else. Her first husband, who had divorced her. Yes, I know he had divorced her. I mean, why do you repeat those words? So what is it telling me? That there is a case. One case is where it's Bala Rishon. But there's also a case where it's Asher Shilcha without being Bala Rishon. And that's the case of Yavama. And over there, it's even the Shiluach per se causes her. So, Lo Yuchal Bala Rishon Acher Shiluach. That means, according to Rabbi Akiva, a get to Yavama passes her Midoraita. And according to Mishitato, if that's the case, you can't give a get afterwards. And you can't give a Ma'amar afterwards. It's all over. Om Ravashi, no, please. This is not a new shita. Rabbi Akiva was bringing an asmachta to the din of the Rabbanan that is a concept called a get to Yavama. It's only an asmachta. Get Yabinis bi Rabbanan. Kro asmachta bi Yavama. Tani nami ochi. Rabbi himself said what Rav said, that the Mishnah is constructed only alibi Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, a chalutza becomes an Isser Lav, which is the equivalent of an Erevah to him because of in Kedushin Tevzim. And I want to tell you my own opinion on this matter. Ani Omer. It all depends on what it is that you did. Ematai is man shekitsha l'shem Ishud. When do we say that the Kedushin is Typhus? Only where you went ahead and you gave normal Kedushin to the Yavama. But if you went ahead and you did Ma'amar to the Yavama, there's for sure no Ma'amar. Kitchel Hashem Yabmut, then it's still true that Einachar Chalitza Klum, and that's meaningless. Tanya Idah. Now, there's another bright that says like this. Somebody gives chalitza to his yavama, and he's chozer v'kitsha. Here, too, Rebbe says, it depends. Im kitsha l'shum ishut. If you give a normal kiddush, since we paskin like the chachomim, the kiddush is types of the chavim lavim, you're going to need a get. But suppose you're mekadosher because you think that you're being mekadosher yavama, and that it's based on the zika. Then you don't need a get. But as the chachomim say, what's the difference what you think? Bein shekitshal shom yishud, bein shekitshal shom yabmut, tzricha menaget. Om Rav Yosef, look, let me explain to you why Rebbe says that there's a difference, you know? He says it's basically the same as somebody who was going along and he was hoeing away in the field of a ger. And he believes that it's not the field of a ger. He lives, he owns a piece of property next to a ger. And he made a mistake about the property's boundaries. And there was a piece of the ger's field that he's working on, and the ger died that night. So the din is the first person, the ger died without any heirs. The din is the first person who comes along is zoche in the property of the ger because nobody owns it. But he thought that he was in his own field. So the din over there is, if he's oder b'nechse ger, but he thinks that it's his, he's not kona. So the same thing is true over here. He's giving Kedushin to a woman he thinks is his Yavama. He doesn't understand that she's no longer his Yavama. The Chalitza removed all of Zika. So he's not Kaina. That's what I think, says Rabbi Yosef, that's what Rebbe means. I'm like, Abaya, you think that's what Rebbe means? It's a pretty silly comparison. Me dummy? Ha'atam lo kona chavit l'mik nastan. Over there, the guy has no intent to be Kona. Right? He's just, as far as he's concerned, he's having another busy day at work in his field. No interest in being kona anything. But over here, he fully intends to be kainer. And you're saying, well, but since he thought he was being kainer in this fashion as a yavama, and she isn't a yavama, it's not a kinyan. No, because there is a case like that in the case of a ger. I'll tell you what the case is. You want to compare it to the case of a ger? He thought that this field was owned. There were two gerim who lived in a house, and the house burned down. They're both killed. He thought that it belonged to the ger called Avram ben Avram, but it really belonged to Yitzchak ben Avram. What's it in over there? Doesn't matter. He wanted to be kind of the property. Who cares who he thinks the property belonged to? Is something true over here? He wants to be kind of the woman. Oh, who cares? She's a Avama. She's a Nisha. Doesn't make any difference. Therefore, says Abaya, that can't be what Rebbe means. He said, "Bifeirush, I'm giving you kiddushin of ma'amar of a yavama." So now, Rebbe Shita is that the way that ma'amar works is that it is built upon a pre-existing zika. It's not a kiddushin. The Rabbanan said, if a woman is zikuka, then ma'amar yabin helps. So according to Rebbe, since Ma'amar is built on Zika, if the Chalitza removed the Zika, you're basically saying, I'm making a Kinyan that doesn't exist. And the Melech said, doesn't answer. Rabbanan said, what does Ma'amar have to do with Zika? The Rabbanan created Kedushin by a Yavama. It's like any other Kedushin. So Mi'ikara, Ilu Omar Allah, Yitkachri B'Ma'amar Yabin. If he first goes over to her and he says to her, Being mitkudeshes to me with mamar yamin, would that be a good kedushin? Yes. Why? Because Rabbanan said the word mamar yamin means kedushin. Good. So bilo mahani. So it's the same thing now. Hashtanami mahani.